Get ahead of myself.
All
right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalker meeting for a special meeting today to deal with one item. It's case number PU 13-840. It's basically just a scheduling discussion, and I thought it was appropriate to get all of us together instead of trying to work it individually. So I don't really have any opening comments, but I'd see if Commissioner Christman or Fedorchuk has anything.
I do not have opening comments, except for just we want to make sure that everybody is safe and in whatever we choose to do here.
Okay. Julie, do you have anything?
I do not.
Okay. Basically, I'll set the stage. We got a contact this morning from Tammy at MDU asking basically if we could delay start tomorrow in the meeting, and I think that sounds reasonable, but I just wanted to talk through it with everyone. And Tammy, do you have any more, or Paul, on what you guys would like to do?
Commissioner Kalk, this is Paul Sanderson. I'm here on behalf of MDU and Otter Tail, and we'll be representing them at the hearing. You know, our concern is, obviously with the weather and it moving easterly. We have people are the one of our key witnesses from HDR, the environmental engineer, who will be testifying tomorrow, is planning on driving in from Minneapolis. We have our Otter Tail people coming in from Fergus Falls. So, you know, the weather's obviously causing us a bit of a concern. We know there's, you know, the talk of moving, you know, trying to move, delaying the hearing until later tomorrow, and then, you know, kind of seeing how it goes. Our only concern with that is we'd have to get people on the road, you know, pretty early to get down to Ellendale in time, and, you know, are a little concerned about, you know, the possibility of starting out and driving on bad roads and then, you know, getting, you know, kind of taking that risk and then finding out, you know, that it may not, you know, we may cancel the hearing later. And obviously we understand and by no means, you know, we understand the commission's time and how valuable it is, but, you know, that is a concern moving forward for us, is, you know, kind of endangering our people if we have to. You know, checking out the weather report for Jamestown, looks like it's still going to be under a blizzard advisory at through 1 a.m. Tomorrow morning. So, you know, those are our concerns, and we're wondering what options the commission may have.
Well, Paul, I would just, speaking for myself, and my colleagues will jump in if they have any other thoughts, but I think it's up to you folks. I mean, I would be happy to reschedule this at a different time if you'd like, or we would be available in the afternoon. That's why I think it's completely up to you. If safety first, if you want to pick a different date, we could get that right now and get that taken care of. That's really up to you guys, I think, and I think we can adjust accordingly.
And in fairness, I think before Paul reacts to that, could we just have a refresher of the legal notice timing? If we just move it a couple hours or something, that's one thing. But if we choose a new date, I suppose we need that whole process. So everyone should be aware of how much longer that's going to take the whole situation.
This is Alana. And your notice, if you decided to cancel tomorrow's and reschedule it for another date, then your notice is you publish in the paper twice. And it's one has to be at least 20 days and one has to be within the 20 days. If you are changing the time because of weather, delaying the opening of the hearing because of weather, you can do that, and we did prepare a motion. We prepared a motion, but we couldn't get it to print. But hopefully, that will happen at some point here shortly. Changing the time till a later point in time, and we even added a further paragraph that if the weather doesn't permit tomorrow, then it's canceled until you determine a new date. So
how? Alana, this is Julie. How many hours is it from Otter Tail to Ellendale, wherever the town of Otter Tail's in?
Fergus.
At Borders. I forget the name of it. Fergus Falls?
Yep.
Yeah, but MDU was asking for four hours. So if they could leave at 9 a.m., that would put us starting at 1 p.m.
And does that work for the Fergus people, too, or is that longer, farther drive?
I haven't talked to them, but I think they might be a little closer. I'm not sure. It's about 7.
Okay. Well, the schedules are getting pretty jammed up a month from now, so I guess I would vote for, I would propose delaying it and seeing how it is in the morning. If we, you know, by 9 o'clock know that we can't do it, then we can cancel it and reschedule. But I think I'd support the first option of trying to hold on to tomorrow and delay the start. I don't know what everybody else has on their calendars, though, so.
Well, whatever, that's back to, I guess, whatever, I agree with you, Julie, whatever the company will be comfortable with, that goes back to, I guess, that whatever Otter Tail and MD you want to do. I think our desire would be to have the hearing tomorrow, but if you're concerned, it's your call if you want to just move it back. But we could try, like Julie said, that's a good idea. So Otter Tail and MDU, just let us know what you want, and we'll adjust.
Yeah, Commissioner, this is Paul Sanderson again. I think if we would look at the 1 o'clock p.m. time. I just got an email from Otter Tail. They said Fergus is about 2.5 hours. And if we could know at, if maybe we could touch base at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, see if the afternoon still works and the weather permits, we could go ahead. I think that's a reasonable solution and would give our people enough time. That way we don't have to get anybody on the road before we know what the road conditions are going to be. I think would be a reasonable alternative.
Okay, Tammy, does that sound fine for MDU?
Yes, it does.
Zach, from your viewpoint, tomorrow, does that work for you?
That works great.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
Yep. Sure does.
Commissioner Chrisman?
Question for Paul. So then you would have your witness probably take off today and make sure that he or she is at least to Fergus so that person is able to make it too in that four-hour time frame?
Commissioner Chrisman, our witness from HDR in Minneapolis plan was to drive, as soon as this gets done and, at least try to get to Alexandria or Fargo, weather permitting, and then be ready tomorrow to go the rest of the way. So I think this would work for our environmental engineer from HDR.
Okay, so what we just need to do then is schedule another meeting just like this for 9 o'clock tomorrow and make a decision based on the current weather?
I think. Go ahead, Paul.
I think that would be the best scenario for us, and if we could, your schedule's permitting, if we could just have a quick telephone conference, we'd be able to have the road reports and weather conditions at that time, and make sure everybody would be able to travel safely. And at 9 a.m., if we have, and we'd be ready to go at 9 a.m. And if we receive your approval and everything looks great, we'd be able to make it to everyone. Should. From our witnesses from both sides should be able to make it by 9 a.m. or excuse me, by 1 a.m. or 1 p.m. if we get the 9 a.m. notice.
All right, thanks, Paul. Randy, anything else?
I do not, unless you've gotten any message that has any bearing on this.
No, Alana, do you have some questions? Come, I heard you going back and forth.
Go ahead, Jared.
The motion that you got on that pad there.
Yep.
Would not require you to meet again tomorrow. I think you could just announce it if it's canceled.
Yeah, if that's okay with everyone, I think that's fine. There's a motion that I'll put forward, and then tomorrow, really, if Otter Tail feels uncomfortable with travel, you just call us, and then we'll reschedule. And so I think this will set the stage. So I'll go ahead and make the motion. Go ahead, Julie.
Mr. Chairman, do we want to look at the calendar and pick dates now, or if we have to reschedule, or just wait?
That's up to you, Julie. I'm fine either way. We could do it now while everybody's here, I guess, just in case.
Well, just,
would that be your preference?
I think it might be wise just to get that piece done so it doesn't get, slip back a couple more days and get further, down the road.
If we make them, like, tentative, and let me just think how far out we need to go. We need to go
If we're not prepared for that either, we can do that later. If we're not prepared, we need to get an administrative law judge schedule and all that stuff too.
Yeah. We would need that too. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. Let's just hold off on that because we're probably premature.
But what we can do is if we decide not to go tomorrow because of safety, we probably will have another meeting. Then we can schedule it tomorrow and have a special meeting so we can get the announcement process going. We don't have to wait to get that taken care of.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Yes, Alana.
If you're sure that you want to have another special meeting tomorrow to everybody be on the same page together, you don't need to make – you can make the first part of that
motion. I would just as soon make this motion and let – not have to have a special meeting tomorrow.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay. I move that due to weather, the commission delay the start time of the hearing currently scheduled for 9:30 a.m. on April 1st, 2014, and weather permitting, begin the hearing at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time on April 1st, 2014 at the same location. I further move that if weather on April 1st, 2014 does not permit travel to Ellendale, the hearing be rescheduled to a later date to be determined by the commission, case number PU13840, the joint applications of Montana Dakota Utility Company and Otter Tail Power Company for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, a corridor certificate and route permit authorizing construction of a 345 kV transmission line in associated facilities in Dickey County, North Dakota, extending from a new Ellendale substation to the South Dakota border.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, thank you all very much. I guess we'll plan on doing what we just said, unless the Otter Tail or MDU tells us first thing tomorrow that they can't do it, then we'll do just what the motion said. We'll have another meeting. We'll schedule and reschedule the meeting. So, Julie, anything from you?
No.
Randy?
So now we're not picking the alternative date?
We are not picking the alternative date. All right, anybody else out there that I missed from Zach or Paul or Tammy?
Yeah, Commissioner, just a quick question, and maybe Jerry, are you going to alert Janet Seaworth, the ALJ, on this?
Yes, I'm sure Jerry will.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah. And Kara is sitting here from our expert staff, so Kara will get a note out to all of us what time we got to backtrack to leave. Okay, Kara?
Yeah, it's a half hour flight.
We can sort that out once we get off the line here, so... Okay, anything else for the special meeting from anyone at all?
Commissioners, just on behalf of MDU and Otter Tail, thank you very much for your consideration. We greatly appreciate your time.
Safety first, right, Paul?
Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and close the special meeting.
Thanks,
thank you all.
Bye. Thank you.